Yeah, springtime. It's really the time people start coming out of the houses. They're tired of cabin fever, so they come and look at their new trucks. Yep. And a lot of folks wait till this time of year to get a new car. Yep. Don't want to drive that brand new one through the salt. So,
well, you know, I
salt
get,
is gone.
That makes sense to me. And you probably tried to eke one more winter out of that truck or something like that. And now's the time to go and look.
Yeah, amazing. I've been listening to it for 35 years. You know, this spring I want to get a new car. Well, spring's here, folks. So, got some great deals going on.
Excellent point. What do you have that folks can come and check out?
Right now we're running some specials on the Dodge Ram pickup 1500s. Gosh, I've seen rebates as high as $9,200.
Really?
So they're moving the metal and making it easy for folks to buy and lease.
Mm-hmm. What's hot right now? I mean, what have you been talking to people about? What are they looking for?
Well, it's trucks.
Yeah.
Where it used to be passenger cars and vans, now the trucks are their passenger car. They come big four doors, fit six people.
Yeah.
Versatile. It does everything. It's the family people mover.
Yeah, trucks have really evolved in the last couple of decades in particular, but really in the last 10 years, they've really moved. I mean, for a lot of people, a lot of companies, they're rolling offices, aren't they?
They are. There's little workstations in it. There's Wi-Fi available. The electronics is amazing. Technology's there. And you're right. You can pull up to a job site and do a lot of your work right there in the truck and and not have a brick and building.
Why do you think trucks have taken that turn that people are so in love with them that they like them? I mean, trucks were more of a utility vehicle when, you know, we were younger and everything like that. You had them if you had a farm or a construction business or something like that. But like you said, they've become family vehicles. What is it, do you think, that has made it work?
Think where we live. I mean, 300 inches of snow some years, so you got the four-wheel drive capability. You can move furniture. You can go to Menards or Lowe's, wherever you like to go, and pick up your lumber for projects. They're versatile. They're like a minivan for carrying stuff.
How about SUVs? What's moving right now?
Jeeps.
Yeah.
Well, Jeeps are really.
I see a lot of Jeeps out
everywhere
there right now.
Everywhere.
They seem to be all over. That Renegade, I think it is, or one of those.
A little Renegade. Starts with the Renegade, then we go up to a Cherokee, and then we have a Grand Cherokee, and we have a Compass in the middle. So there's a size and a price range for all families.
I have noticed a lot of Jeeps lately. For whatever reason, it seems like they are just kind of the hot vehicle right now.
Well, they're the 4x4 icon. They've been around forever. The Jeep technology has been there for 50 years. So there's a little. Folks love to be able to shift into four-wheel drive when they need it.
It's 8:16 on a Friday morning. It is a Fox Friday. We're getting an update on what's happening with our friends over at Fox Negani and Mark Sundberg in the studio with us this morning to talk about it. Talking about trucks, talking about SUVs, Jeeps in particular. And you've got one of the things I always talk about with you guys when you come in from the Fox Negani location, there is a lot of choice there to come in and do some comparison shopping, which I'm sure your customers really enjoy.
Well, especially in Negani, when you got the Chevy store next door and then us like on the west side of it, it's pretty easy to jump into an Equinox, come over and jump into a Jeep Cherokee, a Jeep Renegade. So a little convenience for the customer, and our hours are all now the same. We're late. We used to be open late on Thursdays. Marquette was open late on Wednesdays. Now we're all open late on Wednesdays.
So, okay. So
a little consistency there, and a customer can go to all three stores and check them out.
What time do you guys open up for business every day?
We're there. Services are at 7:30 for folks that need an oil change or make appointments, and then a sales team is there at 8:30.
Mm-hmm. And you've got the opportunity there to kind of try a little bit of everything. Come in and talk with you and say, okay, I've got a budget of blank. What can we do? And you'll say, well, here's this, and away you go.
That's where we start. We do a small little interview, budget plans, what your family needs are, what your goals are, what you hope to get, and we try to make it fit.
How has the internet changed the buyer for you? Because, you know, I remember 20 some years ago when it was relatively new, people were able to find some information, and that was kind of unique. Now everybody probably comes in with, they're an expert. How's that changed it for
you? It's been wonderful.
They think they're an expert.
86% of the people that walk through my door have done at least 18 hours of research on a new car.
Really?
Makes my job easier. You've already funneled it down to your two or three favorites. It's my job to show it to you and let you drive it.
But how important is it to do that, to get behind that wheel actually and try it and not just buy it online?
36 years experience here. I can count on one hand the people have never driven a car before they bought it. It's very important to drive it, make sure it fits.
Yeah.
I had a lady just last night, took a car home. It was a used car, and it didn't fit in her driveway. It was a little slung, so she found out the hard way that's the wrong car.
Right.
Now we're putting her in a different car.
Again, your hours and location for folks to come and check you out.
8:30 in the morning till 6 at night. We're in Nagani, right on US 41, and give us a call.
41 and Moss right there at the intersection is where it's easy to find. You can't miss it. And we appreciate you stopping in to give us a little information on what's going on at Fox Nagani.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.